When we talk about air pollution in Utah, most frequently we mean the particulate pollution that builds up during winter inversions along the Wasatch Front. But changes in federal regulations are bringing new attention to ozone, which is more of a summertime problem for Utah's urban areas. It's also a significant problem in the Uinta Basin, where most of the state's oil and gas drilling takes place. This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Ozone is formed when three oxygen atoms combine into one molecule. In urban areas, it's created by sunlight reacting with volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides, typically found in car exhaust. Ozone can irritate the eyes and lungs even at very low concentrations. That's why the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency recently reduced the ambient air quality standard from 75 parts per billion to 70. It's also put the state of Utah on notice that it must reduce ozone in Wasatch Front counties within 3 years or face stricter enforcement measures. Just how to comply with the new standards is a vexing problem. Whitney Oswald is a chemist and technical analysis section manager for the Utah Division of Air Quality. She says there's already plenty of ozone in the air even before we start counting what comes from our cars.
We're already kind of working against something that's pretty difficult to begin with because those levels are already so high. I mean, there's instances where, you know, background levels can be pretty close to that 70 parts per billion. And then you add the pollution issues on top of that, and that does make it something really difficult to tackle.
Oswald says some of the precursor substances that form ozone come from vegetation, like sagebrush. Natural ozone from high in the stratosphere occasionally mixes in with air on the surface, and the wind blows some in from as far away as China.
Biogenics is actually a very large contributor, and then of course, you know, higher elevation areas will also have higher levels of ozone as well, so, and all of those obviously play into the effect that we see here in Utah.
The Uinta Basin of eastern Utah faces an unusual problem, ozone formation in the winter. Studies have shown the ozone forms when volatile organic compounds leaking from oil and gas wells, benzene, toluene, to a lesser extent methane, react with the sunlight reflected from snow. It builds up in the cold air trapped by temperature inversions. Seth Lyman, an environmental scientist with Utah State University, says new regulations on oil and gas producers are helping to reduce the levels of ozone precursors.
One thing that they did that affects older wells and not just new production from after the time of that regulation is require all wells in the Uinta Basin to change out their pneumatic devices for low bleed devices. Pneumatic devices on oil and gas wells, they use the pressure of the underground natural gas to turn a valve or to run a pump, and every time that valve or that pump turns, it releases gas into the atmosphere. And so they required that change. And I think the reason they had more confidence to do that is it was really clear that that really was an economic benefit to oil and gas and wouldn't have a negative economic impact on it.
Most of the oil and gas produced in the Uinta Basin finds its way to the Wasatch Front. Five refineries turn crude oil into gasoline, and they're spending millions of dollars on new equipment to meet EPA's new Tier 3 standards. Lee Peacock with the Utah Petroleum Association told a meeting sponsored by Utah Foundation earlier this year the refineries themselves are reducing their emissions as well as producing cleaner fuel.
We believe that it's improving, and quite honestly, as a major point source, we believe that a good portion of that improvement has directly resulted from our industry and other industries like ours, improvements in our work practices, our technologies, and our investment in air quality. We believe that that's been an important part. That being said, we recognize that we're a long ways from being done. We know that as a sector, we have continued improvements to make. They're getting more and more difficult and more expensive as we get down to those very last emissions that we try to improve, but we continue along that path.
For most of us, the strategy is the same for addressing ozone pollution as it is for other air quality problems. Drive less. Build our homes with cleaner furnaces and appliances. At the Utah Foundation Air Quality Forum, Jessica Reimer of Heal Utah said those individual actions really do matter.
It's one of those things that's hard to recognize your impact. It's important to know that your actions, people do see your actions, and they, you know, you never know who you're influencing by doing that. And so, or, you know, by taking the bus or by, you know, promoting like, oh, I'm going to carpool or I'm going to, you know, turn my thermostat down. Those are all little things that, you know, we can, you know, talk about and just mention and let it become part of the dialogue.
And if the reminders we get from federal regulators aren't enough, the long-term health problems faced by our neighbors and children might be what give us the incentive to change our behavior. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahns. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.